More now on today's news, the White House releasing notes from a July phone call between President Trump and his Ukrainian counterpart that show the U.S. president offering up the services of his personal lawyer and attorney general to investigate Joe Biden and his son. The president insists he did nothing wrong. It was a perfect call, but Democrats have launched an impeachment inquiry. Let's bring in NPR national security correspondent Greg Myrie. And Greg, the president retweeted CNN saying that the memo does not show a quid pro quo. There was no mention of the military aid that had been held up by the U.S. before the call. Democrats say that doesn't matter. The president pressured a foreign government to help him by investigating a rival. What do you think we learned from these notes?
Right. Well, I would break it down into two parts. And one is the legal part where Trump is saying the U.S. has been very good to Ukraine. And he doesn't specifically mention military aid, although the Ukrainian president does. And so the lawyers can argue over this and about whether there was a quid pro quo or not. But there's a second part, and that would just be abuse of power. Impeachment would be a political act. So even if there's not a specific crime, the Democrats are arguing that the president abused his power by asking a foreign leader to help go after a political opponent.
Yeah, well, the president does say, you know, get in touch with Rudy Giuliani, and the Ukrainian president says, oh, we'd love to have him. And the president also says Attorney General Bill Barr will get involved. Are there any legal questions there?
Well, yeah, the president sort of winds up and gets to Giuliani and Barr by saying, I would like you to do us a favor. Can you look into this? So whatever you can do with the attorney general would be great. So he introduces Rudy Giuliani three times into the conversation. And Giuliani had been involved in this for months. It wasn't just a single phone call here. Giuliani had been in contact with the Ukrainian leadership, talking about this kind of stuff. So this sort of comes after this months of activity by Giuliani in terms of trying to talk about investigating Joe Biden.
Yeah, there are insinuations, too, that we should point out. President Trump says to the Ukrainian president, you know, the United States has been very, very good to Ukraine. I wouldn't say that it's reciprocal necessarily because things are happening not good, but the U.S. has been very good to Ukraine. I'm sort of that talk of, you know, you haven't been as good to us. You know, some might read into that, but just the flat out, you know, offering up of the attorney general. We're learning today that intelligence officials referred this conversation to the Department of Justice for potential criminal charges. The DOJ didn't act. What kind of conflict is there that the DOJ, run by Attorney General Barr, doesn't act on a complaint in which he's involved?
Yeah. Right. No, exactly. And we don't have an answer to that right now. Bill Barr says he didn't know about this call until several weeks later. But it certainly raises questions. Why didn't he know about it? Did he know that his Justice Department was trying to make a decision on this case, so whether it should be referred to Congress or not, and whether he knew, whether he was involved in that decision? So this transcript or memorandum has raised a lot of questions.
Congress might hear from the whistleblower at the heart of this. Later this week, we'll learn more about that. NPR national security correspondent Greg Myrie, thanks so much for touching base with us.
My pleasure, Robin.
And we'll obviously cover this story throughout the day on NPR.